For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
See, it says here, when persecution or affliction, we need to understand when it should come or should it come, you're a person of the Word. And God will not suffer you to be tempted or tested above what you can bear. To your flesh, when your flesh has been showing out, it'll feel like you can't take no more. Lord, I can't stand no more. I'm going to die. Because of flesh. But what's happening, the flesh is being crucified, so that your spirit man can take his proper place. So when persecution or affliction comes, arises for the Word's sake, we have to know that our roots in the Word are going deep in the Word, and don't back up off of the Word. The Word is not going to change. See, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word is God, and the Word became flesh. Amen? And the Word won't change. And the gates of hell won't prevail against the Word. James chapter 1, verse 2 and 4. 2 to 4. Somebody say, faith is the key. Faith is steadfast and stable in storms. Because our God is steadfast and stable. Be like the eagle that rises above the storms. Uses the turbulence of the storm. Not to get a bad attitude, but to have an attitude of gratitude. Remember, altitude or attitude determines altitude. Somebody hit the book. Somebody said amen. Thank you, David. And got a few amens. Yeah, I said, attitude determines altitude. Amen. Let me try this side over here. I said, attitude. Our attitude will determine our altitude.
Amen.
Okay, there we go. Thank you. Thank you, Rob. Rob is back. Attitude. Listen, let me say it again. Attitude. How you're perceiving things. How you're dealing with, let me see, unlovable people. Are you allowing affliction or persecution to pull you into a negative attitude? Attitude determines altitude. We got to be like the eagle. Eagles will fly 25,000 feet, 5 miles up, above all the storms. Amen. Don't be like the chicken or the buzzard or the crow or the mockingbird or the canary. They don't fly very high. Do we have James 1, verse 2 through 4? My brethren and sisterin, count it all joy. Okay? Let's get so deeply rooted in this. Okay, let's come on. It's through the Word. See, as we behold as in a mirror the Word of God. In other words, as you open your Bible and you allow the words, the Logos, being a child of God, a child of the Spirit, as you allow the Logos to enter into your eye gate, as we behold, as in a mirror. Get that for me. I think it's Second Corinthians 3:18. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Thank you, Rob. and hold there where I was. Remind me where I'm at, Mom. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Look here. But we all with open face. In other words, there's no veil. Remember, Moses came down from the mountain. He was so full of the glory that the people couldn't look on him. That was old covenant. They couldn't look on that glory. They'd not been changed. They couldn't behold. So he had to put a veil. But we, with open face, there's no veil. There's nothing veiled. As a matter of fact, God has not hidden things in the word from you, but hidden things for you.
Amen.
They are hidden for you. That's why he says, ask. You'll receive. Seek. You'll find. Knock. It'll be open to you. But we all with open face, no veil over our faces or veil between us and his word, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. Do you understand? The word in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. And the word became flesh. So the word is God.
Amen.
Get it back up. Beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. What happens? As you behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, it changes us. There's a transformational property. But you got to behold it. When you're allowing the word to change you, then when persecution or affliction comes, it doesn't affect you. It doesn't move you. You're steadfast and stable. But we must, we're mandated to, it's our responsibility to spend time. You don't have to have a PhD to study the word. The Spirit of God will guide you into truth. He'll teach you. Amen? So, have we got that? Now, let's get that other verse back up. What was it? James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4. My brethren and sistren, what does he say? Count it all joy. This is an attitude. It's an attitude. Count it. Why? Because your faith has grown to the place where you know that God is in control. Listen, thank God he's not like man. You know, humans are fickle. That's why we can't put trust in man. There are trustworthy people, but you understand, no, our trust is in God. Man changes on. Sometimes man don't feel like it. Yeah, I know what I told you, but I don't feel like it right now. And you need it right now. Or they don't have the grace for you. Because they're dealing with stuff themselves. But God is not like man. He's always got time for you. He doesn't change on you. He won't deny you. Even when you struggle with your faith, he cannot deny himself. He will not deny himself. He remains faithful to you. So he says, count it all joy, my brethren. This is James. Get it back up. When you fall into diverse temptations, when you fall into diverse temptations, remember what temptations, we said temptation. Temptation has to do with anything that causes you to strive. Worried about a bill. Temptation. Worried about tomorrow. Temptation. I'm talking about worry. Back in the day, they used to call it worryation. I don't know. I never looked that word up. Is it a word in the dictionary? Worryation? Don't come at me with that worryation. Worry, fretting, fear, all this stuff. He says, count it all joy. Get it back up. When you fall into these, when you see, again, the nature of a sheep. Sheep don't look for trouble. But sometimes they're cast up. They fall into trouble. And such is life. But we have to understand that God has a plan for all of this. For we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Right? So all things. Somebody say all things.
All
Come on, say it again like you mean it.
All things.
Say it one more time.
All things
are right now working together for my good because I love the Lord. We can ride that horse, boy, I tell you. That verse right there.
Amen.
Sit you at peace in any situation. Oh, get it back up. Knowing, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into the temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. It employs patience. So this is what I want to really get across to you tonight, too, is understand that faith and patience are not contradictory. Sometimes we think faith is just an emotion. Faith is not even an emotion, but we appreciate faith with our emotions. Faith is not an emotion. Faith is an anchor, steadfast and sure. Amen. It's a knowing, epinosis. It's a knowing, not just a hoping, but knowing. See, we're not just believing that God can. True faith says God does, God will, God is. Faith is now. It's a done deal. Amen. We're not just hoping for something to happen. No, we believe it's already done. Amen. That opens up, like I said, that whole other realm of reality where God is. I call it the quantum level where there are only probabilities and possibilities. The sky is no longer the limit. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. I like to use that you can use that word whatsoever in a couple of different ways. Whatsoever is like a neuter term. It can refer to people, whosoever is born of God. But whatsoever is born of God. If God gave you a vision, gave you a mandate, gave you something to do, if it's born of God, it will overcome the world. Amen. Are you hearing? Except the Lord build the house, we labor in vain. But if God gave that to you, no matter how the enemy has fought against it, how you may feel it has been delayed, how long it has taken, in its time, the vision will speak. It will not tarry. It will come to pass. Amen. But we must learn to wait upon God. You know what I mean? To trust God. To know that God's not delaying anything. Listen, God is not a man that he would lie. God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. He's a God of his word. Get it back up for me again. It's so important. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory, even our faith.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.